Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the show, ye gogs and magogs. Tis I, Clinton Baptiste, clairvoyant, medium, psychic, and goeticist, ushering you in to witness my grand grimoire of scary happenings, featuring all ghosts and ghouls and that, as I present Series 4, Episode 5 of Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. You know, I have a lot of knockers, people who want to slay me, trolls, critics, twats, I call them. But merely consoling myself with the spirit world, I find that's where I'm very respected, loved even. But imagine for a second if I'd taken criticism from some tit in a bedroom like I did from that bloke from a well-known review site. My self-esteem might have taken a battering. And losing self-esteem can lead to a problem with erectile dysfunction. As the name suggests, Nature Proud is a natural treatment from nature using real nature-based natural Malaysian ginseng. Available for just £56 for 12 tablets, it will send you into the stratosphere of lust, what I call the lustrosphere, where your shuttle can dock with that big hairy space station in the sky. What space, really? All boosters set to go for the whole journey, not conking out somewhere over Kent. Nature Proud, proud. Nature Proud. Proud sponsor. Proud to sponsor Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. So much to get through, but before I take you to some of the unique people I've spoken to this week, let's have our spirit readings from the dead. Brian King in Sheffield, she only lets you do that on your birthday so you don't moan at her all year. So the least you can do is buy her some flowers afterwards. And a cushion. Who we got here? Hold on. Ingrid Sellers in Yeovil. It's around... Yeah, I've got spirit telling me this around mid-morning next Thursday. You'll shit yourself. So look out for that, my love. Tony Dininger in Oswestry, West Midlands. That promotion you've been hoping for at work, right? And Tony, I know you were disappointed that your colleague got the job, but you got to let it go, mate. No point hiding her stapler, pulling the plug out of her PC and smearing that dog shit on her car handles. Come on, be the bigger person, Tony. Jesus. But now let's crack on. What ghostly goings-on are occurring in the podcast this week? We kick off with someone phoning in who, quite honestly, doesn't understand the nature of sponsorship on a podcast. We then go to someone who's very pleased with some of the work I've done on her behalf. And then we hear from someone from the board of the Society for Parapsychological Research. Well, I have sent out a Zoom link to someone who wants to talk to us, and she's coming through now.
Hi.
Hello, my love. Can you see me?
Yeah.
Janet.
Can you see me? Yeah, that's right. Janet.
Hello, my love.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I actually really didn't want to do this on camera.
No, well, don't matter. We're all friends here. Don't be shy, man. Look, what are you going to do?
Okay. Basically, what it is I ordered some of your herbal medication.
Right.
The natural
I promote on the show. Yes.
Yeah, for erectile dysfunction.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not only not worked, it's actually caused some quite worrying symptoms.
Is it your husband?
Obviously it's my husband because marketed to men.
To men, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what seems to be the problem?
Well, so it doesn't actually do what it says it does. It's caused him some quite distressing symptoms, heart palpitations, blurred vision.
Yes.
Night sweats.
Right, okay. Well, can I just say that the people at Nature Proud have sent me these pills that I've been promoting. I've heard nothing but good things about them.
Well, I'm giving you something to say about them, so.
Right. It is an erectile dysfunction. I mean, how's that been with your husband? Has he managed to get a heart?
Well, no. And what I'm saying is it's not just the fact that it doesn't actually work. It's actually quite dangerous what you're doing. You are promoting a product that is causing quite serious health issues.
Can I just interrupt you there, my love? It contains natural Malaysian ginseng. It's a natural product. They use it, I don't know whether he does, but they use it in Tibet. And it's very, very reasonable for a packet of 12. And actually, if I'm honest, my love, you need to speak to the manufacturers. Them at Nature Proud. It's not really.
No, I actually think that you need to speak to the manufacturers.
Well, with all due respect, what I do on my podcast is a podcast about alternative living. It's about the paranormal. It's about the psychic.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But the thing is, I got these in good faith because I followed your podcast. I actually thought you were a genuine person. You've got a large bit of following.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you're flogging some dodgy product that's actually causing my husband a lot of distress and myself.
Right, okay.
I want my money back.
Yes, all right. Well, you can have your money back. I will send you. If you can send me a copy of the receipt, I can give you your money back.
But
can I just say, maybe look a little closer to home.
I beg your pardon.
Well, but all I'm saying is... Maybe the problem with your husband's erectile dysfunction is that, I don't know, maybe it's not so much to do with me, more to do with what you're doing. Maybe make a little bit more.
What I'm doing?
Well, yes, I'm looking at you now, not being rude, a little bit of lippy, or maybe do your hair or something.
You are very rude.
No, I'm being nice. I mean, you are honestly, you're quite a presentable 5. Stick on some lippy, you could be a 6, even a 7.
About erectile dysfunction, do you?
No, I'm saying a nice dress, some sexy undies or something. I mean, fellas like that. Get him going a bit. That's all I'm saying.
My husband, it's all psychological.
Oh, okay.
You wanted to go down the natural route,
right?
Okay. Which a lot of, you know, couples do go down.
Yes, okay.
To see if that would help. And you're telling me I'm not attractive to my own husband.
You are honestly, all right. You look quite nice. And stick a bit of eye makeup on or whatever they do. But I'm just saying, I'm not being funny. I'm just whatever.
Being funny.
No, I'm just saying quite reasonable if you try. No wonder he can't get a heart. erectile dysfunction and all that. Fucking dressed like that in the house, no wonder he's having problems. To be expected, that's a natural response. Flaccid. I'd say his penis is entirely functional where you're walking around like that all day. Make a bit of effort, love. Make tight yourself up a bit. Fellas like that, stick on a boob tube or something. Do your hair. Do your hair up.
Look at what you're wearing.
I don't have a husband who can't get a stalk on, do I?
That is disgusting.
All right. I'll give you your money back. Just send in a receipt. But honestly, love, can I just say, it's like, put it this way, it's like you're sort of sending your husband into battle in the bedroom, armed with nothing but big floppy rifle. And all he's got to look at is like a big, massive, lumbering tank from what sounds like the northeast, getting on his bloody nerves.
You will be hearing from me. I will be writing a letter.
Yeah, all right, love. Well, you take the money and use the refund to buy a great big bag of makeup. In fact, chuck the makeup out and stick the flipping bag over your head. Goodbye. We go to line one now. We've got, who have we got? We've got something from South London. Janice, are you there, Janice? Hello, speak to me.
Hi, you're right. Hi, Clinton.
Hello, Janice. What can I do for you, my love?
I just wanted to say thank you so much. Like, you're actually so amazing.
You can come again. What have I done now? What have I done?
I don't know if you remember, like, it was a while ago, and you, like, proper helped me out with my problems, so...
Oh, did I really? Goodness me. Well, that's what I aim to do. What did I do, my love? Remind me, please.
All right, so, basically, like, the problem was, there was this woman at work, right, and she was just so horrible to me, and, like, I'm not going to name her. I'll just and, like, she'd literally been bullying me, making my life such a misery at work. Like,
right, this is ringing a bell. I remember now, yeah. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, so... She was, like, spreading rumours about me, including me in these trips to the pub after work.
Yeah.
Which was just, like, so annoying.
She was a right B, wasn't she, P?
Yeah. Like, she was literally a right bitch,
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if you remember, but I went to HR, nothing had been sorted.
Yeah, I remember, yeah, that's right.
That's when I came to you for advice, wasn't it?
That is correct. And what did... Remind me what I did. What did I do? What did I say?
So, you remember, like, you told me that I should, like, use a curse on her. Like, you sort of, like, invoked this curse, right, through an Icelandic Inuit spirit.
Yeah, it wasn't really a curse, but yeah. Go on. Yeah,
you sent me some words in, like, Greenlandic that I chanted.
That's fine.
Like, the problem went away.
That is... I am so delighted. That is, as I say, it wasn't really a curse, but it was a call to an Inuit deity to guide the way for you. What did this P woman, did she back down at all? Is that what it was?
I shouldn't obviously, like, terrible thing to say, but she died in her sleep, like, 3 days later. So I spoke to you and, like, sorry, like, it's a terrible thing to say, but, like, actually, it's a weight off my shoulders. Like, just wanted to thank you for helping me get rid of her. Like, so thanks.
Just a second. I can't be held responsible. It's not my doing. Someone will die in... How did she die?
Well, like, I'm not saying you came into her room and, like, killed her in her sleep, but you did sort of provide the curse.
Yeah, as I say, it's not a curse. Not a curse.
Well, now she's dead, so, like, bang. Yeah,
can I just say, can you stop just saying that bit for a second? Can we just roll back a bit? If you remember, what I actually did was I called upon Tarawak, my Inuit guide, who called upon the deity Takrikwisuit, who's a spirit in that Inuit culture, shadows people, right, to report back to you in a dream-like form on what to do, is what I asked. It's not a curse. The words I gave you were a call upon this deity, Takrikwisuit.
No, but... Because, like, since Pat Lewis has died...
Jesus Christ, don't say a name! Please, don't say a name, please!
Well, I'm just saying, like, sorry, since P has died, things are just so much better. And like, yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's down to that curse that you put on her, basically.
Yeah, not a curse. I didn't put a curse. I didn't actually put a curse on the woman. Right. I'm just reminding you that it is part of Eskimo culture that I got...
Eskimo? Hold on, that's a bit racist.
Racist? That's the least of my problems. It just accuses me of killing somebody.
No, I'm not being funny.
All right, go and tell Pat Lewis it's racist. Saying. Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, well, Tarawak, then.
No, not him either. In fact, hold on, Tarawak, he's shaking his head now, and he's saying, me no, put no curse on nobody. What's that, Tarawak? Tarawak say, Mr. Clinton, him will contest any suggestion made here or otherwise in a court of law that at any point, Mr. Clinton responsible for death of your work colleague, he's saying, at no point did Clinton Baptiste from Bolton nor me, Tarawak out of the Arctic Circle and that, ever plan the death of this person at your work. And anything else would be prejudicial before a judge in any subsequent case.
Well, actually, we sort of like shared the curse on WhatsApp with all the girls. We all basically joined together and said the words from this deity to get the revenge.
Not the revenge. I just have a clarity. And it wasn't me anyway, it was Tarawak. And even he can't remember anything about it because he's 300 years old and his mind gone.
No, but I'm thanking you, I'm literally just thanking you because of it. Because, like, basically, you've single-handedly resolved the situation by taking this horrible woman to task.
Taking her to task? She's dead!
Yeah, but that's unfortunate. But, like, it's helped me.
I haven't helped you. I haven't helped in any way for that.
Well, we've all got tickets to your show.
Well, nothing to do with... Hold on, just a minute. Nothing to do with me. Have your money back.
No money
has changed hands. No money has changed hands. Cut her off, please. Cut her off. Not listening. Not listening. Not listening. Not listening. Not listening. No. Thank you.
Dickhead.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm joined now on line three. Line three, is it Margot? Are you there, Margot?
Hello, yes, Margot Duggan here.
Oh, I know you, Margot, don't I? I know you from the Institute.
Indeed, of Parapsychology, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this lady is very learned, and she's very learned in the subject of parapsychology. She's on the board of the Institute of Parapsychology, like me, a non-executive role.
Yes.
And we last met at that parapsychology symposium. I was talking about inclusivity. I've got to say, you know, I've long said it, women have something, I call it, what would you call it? Womanly wiles. Call it ladies' intuition, the fairer
female
sex.
Wisdom, yes, indeed.
Female wisdom, you know what they're like. They're not a bunch of know-it-alls, the ladies, are they?
Yes, a lot of our women are extremely intelligent, highly read, very well read, highly.
They are. All right, don't bang on about it. Yeah, you know what they're like. No, I was with Diane. Do you know Diane Cambridge?
Oh, yes, I know Diane very well.
She's on the supernatural circuit. Now, she's a classic example.
Yes.
A big fan of her. I've seen her readings, and it goes to prove you don't have to be a pretty young thing to get on in the supernatural world, because she's quite a formidable lady. She's not interested in her image or appearance, clearly. She's very forthright, very talented, and she gets on in the business with her skills and nothing else. Most women, you know, should be represented in the decision-making process. Simple as that is what I say.
Absolutely. And that's couldn't agree more about her skills and her qualifications. And she's very highly regarded, as you say.
Very, very.
Yes, and actually, that rather brings me on to what I wanted to get into, Clinton. It's a tricky one. And
oh, well, I'm your man. Go on.
Well, this was mooted before, of course, but the Women's Steering Committee have wondered whether a bold decision on equality and representation on the board is very much needed.
Well, it is needed. Go on, yeah.
So in the spirit of positive discrimination, which you so rightly are a supporter of, we wondered if you, Clinton, would be willing to step down from the board voluntarily to be replaced by a woman.
What do you mean by that? Replaced? Well, I've got to voluntarily give up
step
my place
down.
To...
Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, step sideways, if you like. Step down, step out of the picture.
Yeah, why would that be?
Well, I mean, it's a question of numbers. There are, on a board of 17 people, there are only 3 women, as we know. And so it's very skewed towards the fellas. And particularly these white middle-aged men, of which, of course, you are one. No offence intended.
Oh no! Do you have someone specific you would like to introduce onto the board?
Well, absolutely, yes. I mean, you've mentioned her already, the legendary Diane Cambridge, who we think would be an extraordinary addition and a great boon to the board.
Can I just say she's quite contentious. I mean, I recognise she's very good, but I have had my run-ins with her before. Big presence, personality-wise, and physically wise, for that matter.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're getting at.
I'm not getting at anything. I'm just saying she's big, intellectual, big presence, personality, big personality. I'm quite. She's just a big. I mean, saying she's just a big fat. She's quite a big lady physically.
Well, she's Diane, very good friend of mine, as you know. Yeah. And I'm just concerned here, Clinton. What's her size got to do with it?
Her size has got anything to do with it. But she was quite damning of me. I seem to remember. She described me as a bleach blonde. Ponce is, I think, what she said during the little bit of a discussion we had, and that's fine. And
well, I wasn't part of that. Imagine if she did say that; that was probably a joke. Big blonde ponce isn't something that would normally come out of Diane.
Well, no, but you don't like me describing her as. Look, I don't want to fat shame her, but it is a shame to yourself walking fat. Let's put it that way.
Well, look, differences aside, I think Diane would really like to sit on the board.
Sit on it needs to be strengthened with a titanium steel girder if she wants to sit on the.
as I said, I've said it before, there are only 3 women on this board of 17 people. I'm one of them, Rachel Kent. Suki Taylor, of course, being the
She's bloody wonderful, Suki Taylor. She's a lot of fun. She's she's not aggressive anyway. She's grateful. She's grateful at the party. She initiated that, passing the orange under the chin game, which everyone enjoyed very, very much. And she's one of the lads.
Well, I mean, Suki is Suki. We've all got our opinions about Suki. She's a live wire and she's very young. And I imagine she's fairly immature, but she's a great presence, don't get me wrong.
No, but can I just say, Margo, that if you lightened up a little bit like Suki, because she brings a lot to the party, doesn't she? I don't think your biscuits at the branch meetings are necessarily the thing that gets everyone going.
Well, the figured oatmeal literally do get everyone going. They go down very well in meetings.
Well,
I don't
think bringing your figured oatmeal biscuits is really quite the same as gallivanting in the pub like Suki Taylor.
Well, not everyone's gallivanter, are they, Clinton? And, there's a very serious side to this world that we all work in, and I happen to be, let's say, more on the serious side than Suki Taylor.
Yes.
I'm not here to really discuss Suki Taylor. I'm here to discuss, Clinton, the board of 17 people, of which there are only 3 females. And I would put it to you once again, formally, we would like to request that you step down and that Diane Cambridge takes your place.
Do you know what? I'm not being... I've got Emily Pankhurst here.
Emmeline.
Whatever. And she's saying she's... Yeah, all right, Emmeline. She's saying she didn't throw herself in front of that horse for you to slag men off and try to get on the board with a few dry fig and oat bloody biscuits.
No, that was Emily Davidson.
Emmeline Davidson then, yes. And she's saying in many ways she's like one of them modern feminists. What's that, Emmeline? She's saying like, you know, like they're all into nowadays, but girl power and that, all the teenage girls into it, Baby Spice. She's like that, not the scary one who had Eddie Murphy's baby, the nice one. And she's saying everyone can enjoy fem. What's that, Emmeline? Yeah, she's saying everyone can enjoy it. Blokes and on, she says, cheer up. She says, what's that? Yeah, she said, be a bit more like Sukie Taylor. Good fun, bit of a tomboy, but sexy with it and all. Yeah, tell the odd rude joke, she's saying. People like that. She said, don't turn up the Christmas party with a Tupperware of inedible organic muck and a face like a slapped ass, is what she's saying.
Well, I'm not sure. I fully, with, again, all due respect, I fully believe you there, Clinton. I don't imagine Emily Davidson or Emmeline Pankhurst saying either of those things.
Emmeline Davidson is saying she'd love to be all free, like Sukie Taylor, them sexy dungarees she wears, not all frumpy. She says it don't have to be all miserable. What's that? Women's lib? Yeah, she said it don't have to be all miserable and burning your brows and that.
Well, look, you know, I'd like to put forward the fact that to myself and Diana, both more than qualified to be on board. And just baldly, Clinton, will you step down?
Get Ramon to do it. Can you get Ramon to do it, please, or Yuri Geller? Ramon contributes nothing. And actually, Emily Pankhurst and that other one you mentioned are saying he's out of order with women, and he's made a comment about that bloody Pashmina down in Cambridge, what the drinks. He said she was shapeless, and he's into sexist jokes on that, Ramon. Not like me, he's out of order. You look at his DVD collection, he's got Animal House and that nasty DVD of Jethro says all things about women's tits and that, and it's disgusting.
Well, anyway, we spoke to Ramon, and he's actually said no, and Yuri with his bending cutlery and bending it back again is absolutely...
Yeah.
Crucial for the Christmas parties.
So, yeah, it is. Well, I tell you what, the amount of times people tried to dig into your fig and oat crunch, enough bloody spoons got bent that day and all.
Well, I'll speak to the board.
Thank you. And tell them not me.
Well, I'll
put Ramon's name up to it. Thank you.
So we're not getting anywhere, are we?
And Emmeline Pankhurst says, just cheer up. Cheer up. Goodbye. Up the following excerpt from the website of a one Ramon Tamine, where he seems to be doing a little bit of Colleen Rooney detective work. Have a listen to this.
For a few years now, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently writing fake reviews about my gigs on TripAdvisor. After ages of trying to figure out who it could be, for various reasons, I had a suspicion. To try to prove this, I came up with an idea. I invented a variety of psychic gigs up and down the country. I never did them, but I claimed I did, in legitimate venues in the UK. I blocked everyone from knowing about these fake gigs, except for one account. I screenshotted all these fake gigs that clearly show that just one person has viewed them and reviewed them on TripAdvisor under a variety of pseudonyms. And that person, it's Clinton Baptiste's account. This is what happened when I confronted the guy.
Oh, hello, Ramon. What can I do for you?
Clinton, how you doing?
Not so bad, Ramon. How are you?
Well, I'm a wee bit... Just got a couple of questions fizzing around at the front of my face. Do you know, I was just checking up, you know, the TripAdvisor reviews that...
No,
you know,
I don't
people
know.
Put up, you know, TripAdvisor, if you do a good job in some... stay at a hotel, go to a show, do something...
Yeah.
Something that's usually quite positive, uplifting, or
right.
It's a load of shite. You can go into TripAdvisor and you can sort of type up how you feel about it. Well, anyway, listen. How about this? I set up these fake TripAdvisor gigs, Clinton.
Yeah.
And Clinton, are you Mrs. P. Taylor, who wrote at 1836 on Monday, the 17th of September, I saw Ramon and he was shite?
No, I don't know.
Does that not ring a bell? Oh, maybe this will. Maybe you're a Mr. D. Dewsbury, who wrote at 1345 on Tuesday, the 18th of September. I went to see Ramon at the Junction Arts Centre, Lincoln, on Friday, the 14th of August. One star.
Yeah.
He's fake and he's a fraud.
No, I can't have been me.
Oh, no, hold it. Oh, right, OK. Clinton, I'm sure this'll jog your memory.
What?
It's from a Miss D. Lewis.
Well, TripAdvisor rating. No.
Miss D. Lewis? Oh, of course it wouldn't. A TripAdvisor rating of nothing. Ramon is a fat bastard.
No.
He done a reading for my mate at the Middleton Theatre last night, and the silly twat got her name wrong. How much better was Clinton when we saw him in Southampton only the day before?
Nothing to do with me.
Oh, really? Well, maybe this one will help you then. This one's Monday the 16th of June, Chorley Little Theatre, Lancashire, entitled Ramone is Phony.
Oh,
Mum isn't dead. She was sat next to me. Ramon couldn't pick up chlamydia in Blackpool, let alone a ghost. Such a letdown after Clinton Baptiste 3 nights earlier in Southport when we saw.
Nothing to do with me.
Here's one. Thursday the 22nd of July, Oaken Gates Leisure Centre, Telford. A Mr. H. Jones. There are precious few real psychic mediums on the circuit. Ramon Tamin is a fake and a fat one at that. I've been racking my brains for the name of that fantastic one we saw, the much better venue it was. Clinton something. Baptiste, that's the one. Ramon is a fat bastard. That's
no,
it
no.
With you.
No, that's nothing to do with me.
Ooh, master. There's so many. The 23rd of July. TripAdvisor rated terrible, entitled What a Waste of Money by a Mrs. P. Owens. Ramon Tamin was on at Stevenage Gordon Craig Theatre. He was useless. Clinton Baptiste was great with his song. Of course
it would be.
It f***ing would be, wouldn't it?
No.
You're a big ride. You're a chancer. You're a warmer and a bowel stabber.
No. Nothing to do with me.
It's f***ing everything to do with you. Here's one. A review entitled Ramon Taminge. Me and my wife thought Ramon was shite the other night at the Lowry in Salford. I'm not saying he's a fat bastard, but we saw Clinton Baptiste last year. Half the size and twice the supernatural skill. Let's jump forward to Glasgow. Get Clinton on stage with Ramon. The stage wouldn't be big enough for the two of them. F*** me. It was barely big enough for that fat bastard on his own. He said he was contacting the entire Macduff clan. Bullshit. Mind you, I believed him when he said he was picking up the McDonald's. Not the first f***ing time that day, the fat I'll see you in court, Baptiste.
Nothing to do with me.
You fucking bastard. I'll see you in court. I'll see you in court.
Ramon, don't...
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 4 was written by Alex Lowe with contributions from Lewis MacLeod and the cast. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Clinton Baptiste is on tour this autumn all over the country in his show Stratospheric. For details, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. This podcast was produced by Andy Hughes for 1129 Media. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Fading now. Spirits, fading now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.